Oh, yeah. Just a little mishap that happened. Just rolled my ankle, and I just didn't finish practice. So that was it.
How scary was that in the moment?
You know, in the moment, you probably just, you know, things happen. But, you know, it's a Super Bowl week, so probably just a little, you know, too much. But I'm good, though.
How are you feeling? You expect to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I expect to play on Sunday. I feel good. Training staff got a good plan for me. You know, everything good, and just making sure I'm just rehabbing good. So.
Was it a bit of relief when you guys got the imaging back and there was no further damage?
Yeah, super relief. You know, doc told me I'd be good. You know, just super young, healthy. So, yeah, I'll be good. I'll be good to go.
How much of that is you'd be good to go in any Sunday, and how much of that is I'm not missing the Super Bowl?
Honestly, I think I would have been good to go any Sunday. Like, you know, for last week or 2 weeks ago, I think I would, you know, same outcome. I think they got a plan to do some walkthrough, maybe just from the precaution, just to hold me out a little bit, just to see, you know, what all what's going on. But just walkthrough.
Got the same ankle that hurt week one?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be limited at all?
Nah, you know, once I'm out there, you know, my adrenaline will be pumping. You know, it's going to be, you know, last game of the season. So I think I'll be good to go.
You're up for a defensive rookie of the year tonight, NFL honors. Does that matter to you?
Yeah, for like a individual award, that would be huge, you know, to add to my, you know, young career. But, you know, right now, kind of like that would be cool. But, you know, I think a Super Bowl ring would be, you know, way better and, you know, something I can actually, you know, feel good about.
Also, Jax is up for offensive player of the year. If you had to make a case for him, what would you
want? I mean, watch the tape. I mean, film don't lie. I think Jax definitely put on the show and definitely deserves that Offensive Player of the Year award. I remember games, like, just watching teams going out there. They couldn't really stop him, game plan him, double coverage, safety over top, you know, knowing he's finna get the ball, and he's still out there making plays. And shout out to Clint, too, you know, scheming him up and finding ways for him to get open, knowing teams are going to double him and sometimes triple him. So he definitely my Offensive Player of the Year, you know, so. Yeah, it was just towards the end of practice, just I have just rolled my ankle, kind of like caught me off guard. You know, the practice wasn't like nothing crazy or nothing. We weren't like going hard out there, but just rolled it. And, you know, I'll be good to go for Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Same ankle week one?
Yeah, same ankle. Yeah, it just kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Like, you know, like nobody really wants to get hurt or banged up during the Super Bowl week or any week at that. So it just kind of caught me off guard. Just a little scared, but imaging came back and, you know, doc spoke and we got a good plan to go for Sunday. So I'll be fine. I'll be good.
Did it feel differently?
Yeah, it wasn't as severe to me. You know, I felt like, you know, I could walk off on my own and just had to, you know, give it a chance, give it a break, you know, so, you know, it feels good.
We heard from some veterans who said they kind of came to you early in the season and let you know, like, hey, this is an opportunity here. You're a young guy, but you got to step up. Mm-hmm. Like, for the young players, was it mean to see those guys in the Super Bowl, a lot of them for the first time?
That feels good. I do remember that conversation. It was me, Julian Love, and Leo were walking at the end of practice, and we're just talking about, like, you know, how important this year is, and it's like, you know, that, like, why wait next year or look for the future when, you know, we got the team to do it now, and I'm gonna be a big role and be a big part of that. So, you know, that's kind of like what kind of stuck with me, and just actually being here in a moment, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like we knew we had the talent to be here, and now that we're actually here, we just got to go finish the job and just handle business like we always knew we would. I think looking back to that, I think it kind of just made us closer a little bit, honestly. Like, I mean, we were already super close, so we already had the ability to, like, have those kind of uncomfortable confrontations on the sideline, even if it was him coming to me or me coming to him or somebody else coming to somebody else. But I think us doing that just, you know, just solidified what type of team we are and the brotherhood. And he knew he was wrong for that. Like, you know, he knew he messed up, so nobody else had to tell him. But just the passion that we all play with as players and, you know, like, how much I care for him and how much I know he cares for me is like somebody had to, like, just go up there and tell him. So looking back, you know, I think that's what makes our team strong. And, you know, if I'm out of line, you know I expect one of my teammates to come up to me too. So.
Fortunate to be a rookie and playing in a Super Bowl, right? But have you thought about, like, what could this do for your career in terms of just taking up a level? Not many people get to say they're a Super Bowl champion, let alone after their first year in the league.
Yeah, I definitely thought about that, just as far as, like, what this ring would do, especially for the vets and for myself, you know, and for the team. You know, it's just setting the foundation and cementing the legacy for these older guys out here, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Jaren Reed, Cooper Kupp, even though he already has a ring, but just cementing the legacy and starting a foundation for the younger guys. So we got a good young team, so, you know, we can expect to keep doing this in the future. So.
Last year in South Carolina, can you imagine
getting to the Super Bowl? My last year, nah, not really. You know, I was so focused on, like, trying to finish classes and going to, like, school and, you know. But I think coming, when I got drafted to the Seahawks, and I remember, like, the first couple of practices we had and just seeing the team, I wasn't really surprised about, you know, where we are right now. I know a lot of people, the media had us doubted and, like, had us last, finishing last in the division, all type of stuff before the season. But, I didn't think none of it. I knew where we were going to be. Like, I knew we were going to be a successful team and have a deep playoff run, which us led us to the Super Bowl. I'd say the vets, like, the amount of vets we just had, and, like, it was just, like, we just have problems everywhere as far as, like, for the other team, you know, whether it's our D-line or our secondary or our offense. You know, Sam looked good in training camp. Jax was killing in training camp. Our running backs looked great. It was just, like, all over. Everywhere I looked around, it was just, like, playmakers at every position, like, kind of overwhelming a little bit, so. Yeah, now this experience has been good. I don't want to make it more than what it is, and everybody's kind of like to each his own, but for me it's kind of like just see it as just playing the Patriots. When the ball kicks off, it's just going to be an actual another football game. But as far as like the media and all the other stuff around, it's like a pretty cool experience. You know, like I realized like not a lot of NFL players have to get to experience this, so this is something I'll definitely remember. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just going to play the Patriots, so. Yeah, I knew they were trying to come get me, but I thought I was going to be at 18 or, like, maybe, I guess, like, maybe try to trade back into the first round again. But I'm not sure. But I just knew I definitely thought it was going to be the Seahawks, Bengals, Bills, Commanders, and the Eagles. Those were, like, the teams I thought for sure that was going to pick me up. So that whole draft process was kind of weird, you know, especially knowing that I kind of, like, every team I talked to didn't really have, like, a real plan or, like, I knew they were heavily interested, but the Seahawks were kind of, like, I knew for sure, like, when I left that in-person meeting, I had texted my family group chat, and I was like, it's definitely the Seahawks. So, yeah.
I'm sure you would have loved to go 18, but for them to be able to get Breeze Abley and you.
Yeah.
To get both you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, looking back, it's like, I mean, I'm kind of glad they ended up picking Greg 18. You know, he got to invest in a defensive line, I mean, in the trenches, offensive line or defensive line. So picking Greg 18 ended up working out, and then somehow me falling into the second round was just, you know, a great pickup by John and them, and just a draft steal that, you know, teams definitely just missed out on. So. Yeah, I'm doing good. I feel good. Woke up this morning, wasn't really sore at all. You know, just, you know, a lot of people checking in on me from family, teammates, coaches and stuff, but I'm definitely good. I'll be ready to go. It wasn't like the week one injury. You know, that definitely felt, in week one, it definitely felt way, way worse. This just felt like a real bad roll, but... you know, ankle injuries, they heal, especially like low ankle. It's nothing too serious to be even worried about. I definitely feel good and know myself, and I know I'll be ready to go.
That was diagnosed as a high risk injury.
Yeah, earlier. First game, that was a high ankle sprain. Yeah, so. Yeah.
So you expect to play?
Yeah, I expect to play.
How are you going to balance over the next couple of days, like making sure you're close to 100% versus like wanting to be out on the practice field and
get to the field? With that, I think just the amount of film I watch, and I'll be good to go. Like, just make sure I'm watching film and staying on top of my notes, make sure I know what's going on with the scheme. I think physically, you know, I'll be fine out there. Like, I've been underplayed a lot of football throughout the season, so I don't think that'll be an issue. But definitely would like to get some, like, you know, game reps and just get my feet back on the grass and stuff. That's, you know, that's always beneficial. But, you know, if it came down to it, I think just watching film and I'll be good. So. Yeah, I was going to defend a pass on a out route. I had a good break on it. Went for the out route, just a routine play. It wasn't like super high effort, but just trying to go through the motion of just breaking up the pass and getting that mental aspect. And just ended up, it was like a weird kind of like, just super weird. I'm not sure if it was a grass I got caught up or his foot. I didn't really go back and watch it, but kind of just rolled it, and that was that. Yeah. Yeah.
I had somebody tell me, like, during camp, maybe you had something a little similar to it. Like, I'll remember that. Like,
nah. Okay. Yeah.
How much have you watched what Kyle Hamilton does in the Baltimore defense, what Darwin Cates does in the Chargers defense, to kind of get yourself ready? Right? Like, I was told by some people there are some real similarities.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched those two a lot. Definitely when I was doing my pre-draft process and stuff, like every team was asking, like, who do you most play like, or who are you similar to? And like, those are the two dudes I named every time, Derwin James and Kyle Hamilton. And I think I was just like, just impressed with their game and just how versatile they were. And so those are guys I just naturally watched and just grew towards. But I think now that I'm in the NFL, and I think Mike does a great job just making me as my own unique type of player, but also, you know, kind of still play the same, similar as those two guys. So.
The scheme, like, because the scheme is similar. Obviously, Mike's background with Jesse Ventura and the guys in Baltimore, Zach Lavore. Like, have you watched it? Do you feel like you're used in a similar way to those two?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Like, for the main kind of, like, mode of it, like, we're all kind of, like, used in the same way. But, like, you know, I think, you know, sometimes Mike has me do some things a little different, like, has me do, like, all type of different stuff. But at the end of the day, it's kind of, like, all the same general basis that we all kind of do, so.
Nick, some were talking about the fact that you love to play basketball and was close to what made you such a good athlete? Was it playing other sports, or
I think right when I came out the womb, I think God just gifted me with, like, superhuman ability as far as, like, jumping, running, and just athleticism. So I just – any sport I played, I was just always kind of, like, naturally good at it, whether it was basketball, soccer, tennis. I just could, like, pick things up real fast and just my athletic ability and just added that. But also my, you know, competitiveness and love for the game and just, you know, just eagerness to just be great also tied into that and just – Now I'm here. Definitely soccer. Basketball was cool, but you know, I used to always get like fouled. I used to always get fouled out. You know, every time, like, I used to always get fouled out. So that I knew basketball wasn't for me. But soccer definitely was like another sport I kind of like fell in love with and kind of keep up with when I have time. So. Yeah, it was pretty neat knowing that the World Cup's coming to the U.S. I think a couple games are going to be played at Lumen Field, so I'll definitely go catch that. And, you know, soccer is just a great sport in general, worldwide sport. You know, that's kind of like where I first started, learn how to get my footwork and stuff. So, it's, you know, if you're looking to start your kids in any sport, I think soccer is like the best first sport to start your kids in just for footwork. And it's just a great game to play, you know. I was never really a great – I couldn't really score a lot. Like, I used to always get down there and just end up missing a goal. but I was a good defender, and, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
been this, like, the first time we've seen you at the podium, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's, I think this is the last one. I know you guys are always locked in, but is there an idea, okay, you can be hunkered down, ready for the game? You're always ready, you know, kind of hunkered down for the game on Sunday now, but some of the extra stuff is done.
Yeah, I think I've been kind of like focused throughout the week. Our motto is kind of like loose and focused. So I've been real loose, been real focused. Not too loose, but focused on football. But the media stuff is out the way. I mean, it doesn't really change what I've been doing, but definitely can lock in a little bit more, I guess.
There's no way on earth we were not going to be on that field, right?
Yeah, no way. Expect to play this Sunday. Just a little bad mishap. Another Super Bowl story to tell. But definitely going
to
be out there. Yeah, for sure. Especially in week one, dealt with the high ankle. I kind of like thought back and just was like, I kind of been through this before. This is nothing on that extent, but just been through something I wasn't really expecting. So I'll be ready. Yeah. What up, my dog? I'll start with the shadow boxing. I'm the number one pound for pound shadow boxer on the team. Me and Spoon won the duos tournament, but for my brothers, man, I care for my brothers a lot. This is a very special and a unique team. The brotherhood is real. We laugh and joke every day. Everybody on the same page. So,
It's an opportunity. I've been walking around asking that question and then backing up my talk. So, you like to, shadow box on stage,
I'll catch you after this interview. I'll catch you after this interview. Yeah,
smart man.
Yeah.
Go down there and ask EJ what happened to him.
Nick, how's your preparation changed now with site tweets and
Just probably a little bit more rehab and a little bit more care and focus on it. I mean, don't want to think of it too much. Feels good right now, so I don't want to like clutter my mind with just bad stuff or nonsense. But I know how my body feels. I know I'll be ready. Just gotta keep focusing and attack the rehab.
What's your favorite part about playing in Seattle?
Definitely the atmosphere of the games. Like, man, that when we played the Rams and the Niners, the stadium was electric. Like, it almost felt like a movie almost. Like, the fans were live. You had the planes and helicopters flying over the game pregame. So, definitely an electric stadium, and it's great.
Thank you. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that. Do they make any more?
I don't know. I'm just gonna ask.
If they got an extra large, I'll take one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you?
Definitely respect the Russ. Definitely setting the foundation. Wearing that three and wearing that three representing, Mr. Unlimited. It's a new Unlimited in town. But definitely a lot of respect for Russ. Just being back here in the Super Bowl with a great team, just like he had. Just want to go out there, with the number three jersey and just make plays. So,
thank you.
Yeah.